Blog Talk Radio.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
The cost of something I would be. I know your anger, I know your dream. I've been everything you wanna be. Oh, I'm the cost of something I would be. Like most.
What up, Giblets? It's your boy B-Train, who the fuck else, and I got something to tell you. I am going to Pro Wrestling Revolver on Cinco de Mayo. I am also going to my very first NXT TakeOver in Chicago. It's not my very first NXT TakeOver by any means, because I keep on going when they come to New York. Now, holy crap on a cracker, Pro Wrestling Revolver. The last time I was there, it was Tales from the Ring. And yes, Sami Callihan main evented, but you know what? This is going to be amazing because, ladies and gentlemen, Pentagon will be live at Wrestling Revolver, and you can still get tickets from ProWrestlingRevolver.com. You can use PayPal, you can use a credit card, but mainly they do use PayPal. So it'll give you your receipts now on Facebook. If you do have a PayPal MasterCard, that's great. You can use any credit card you want. On the card, you will see Zombie Princess Jimmy Jacobs, Pinto El Zero. Holy crap, this is going to be one amazing, amazing match. So, Saturday, May 5th, Bel Air Ballroom in Des Moines, Iowa. You're going to see Tommy Dreamer versus Jacob Manning Manscout. You're also going to see Jesse Havoc, the Death Machine, versus Lucha Royalty, Taya Valkyrie, Jason Cade, with Famous B, versus King of Swerve, Shane Strickland. This is going to be one interesting card, folks. And in the main event, well, let's see here. Big Bro, Gravy Daddy, Eli Drake versus Clayton Gaines. Penta does Iowa, dude, come on. This is amazing. The tickets are still available. The doors, the meet and greet is at 6:30 p.m. It takes about 2 hours and 45 minutes from Kansas City to Iowa. It takes about, let me do math on here. Sorry, folks, I had to just beep boop on the phone because people, for some reason, I think my tablet's going nutsos, but I don't care because the sound guys are being funny with it. Anyways, so from New York, let's see here, from Brooklyn, 1850, I'm not going to give my address away. Yeah, buddy. From New York to Clive, Iowa is 18-hour drive, so 17 hours 33 minutes with a bunch of shit ton of tolls. Gonna avoid road closures. Are you fucking kidding me? I'm not driving from there. I'm flying my ass to Kansas City and then picking up a friend, and then we're headed to Clive. So again, Clive, Iowa, the general admission would be $25 or $30. Actually, that's the third row seating. Second row is sold out already. First row is already sold out. If you haven't already done so, go to ProWrestlingRevolver.com. Get your tickets. Tweet about it. Instagram it. Do whatever you have to get tickets. Guys, it's really easy to access on the website. I'm going because I've well, how do I put this? I have an addiction to Pro Wrestling Revolver. I've been, let's see, I went 1 year during WrestleMania at WrestleCon. I then went to Tales from the Ring. Now I'm going again. And the very first Revolver show, former cohort of Wrestle Radio, got me into this. And the last show I was at, I believe it was Sammy Callahan versus Jack Swagger. Swagger wasn't bad, guys. Most people dog on him for some reasons unbeknownst to me. And you know what? That's completely up to you. It's also completely up to you if you want to go to this. So Wrestling Revolver, guys, it's in Clive, Iowa. Look up the address. It's not always at the same location. So be weary. You know, it's not always going to be in the same place. I'm just answering your question, sir, to the best of my ability. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, send them my way at Russell_Radio, or you can talk to Philip Stamper. I'm pretty sure he'd be open to any questions you have about Pro Wrestling Revolver. Very nice dude, very laid back. He and Sammy have good connections with each other. He's also one of the guests on Russell Radio that we've had multitudes doesn't correct my bad grammar, folks. So let's get into this, shall we? Monday Night Raw, I normally get into the review. Seth Rollins defended his Intercontinental Championship against Finn Balor. Roman Reigns addressed the controversy surrounding the entire cage match, which bored people to tears and made people go, the fuck, at the end of the match because of the result that was extremely controversial. And I discussed that yesterday with you all, and I don't care. You know, people can abandon this fucking ship if they want, but they're not going to because I have some intriguing shit to say. So, what I'm going to tell you next is, please pay attention to wrestling outside of WWE. You don't have to. Not my jurisdiction to come to your house and say, hey, watch this shit, hey, watch that. But like I said, Wrestling Revolver, Pro Wrestling Revolver featuring, now it's got Tommy Dreamer, Pentagon, I mean, the names, Jesse Havoc. These are names known around the world, and yes, they do show up at WrestleCon, just so you know. I know because I go by their booth sometimes. I don't really necessarily stop by and say, hey, I know you. That's kind of creepy. But anyways, the point I'm trying to make is, I don't want to go through the entire review of Monday Night Raw simply because, yes, there's more people for the Superstar Shakeup, but now it's kind of getting an overkill feel to it. So, yes, I saw Mike Kanellis come back, and props to you, dude. Awesome. I don't know what else you want me to say except for okay, I just read your question. Yes, Wrestling Revolver is a show that features former and past WWE, ECW, CZW stars. It also, you know, can feature special feature matches like death matches. It can feature, yeah, I mean, exactly. Because you, I mean, basically stated you never watch anything other than WWE. And also, some of my friends will be at this event. They've never been outside the state, or this guy has never been outside the state of Missouri for wrestling. I think it's pretty cool because then you get exposure to other wrestling shows. Also, guys, Wrestling Revolver is not the only show out there. But, however, if you haven't watched it, you are missing out on the fun. There's video online. I suggest you watch some video so you can get a hint. You also visit their website, watch some old clips if you have to on YouTube. Get the DVDs. Yeah, that's, you know, pretty much the focal point of focusing on something positive, right? I'm sorry, I'm reading the question, guys, between screens here. Do I think Wrestling Revolver is better than Ring of Honor? No, I don't, because here's the thing. If I answer the question yes, then that's going to make all the elitists happy in the world. OMG, he said he likes Ring of Honor better than Wrestling Revolver. No, guys, wrestling is wrestling to me. I'm not one of those guys that's a purist or an elitist that, well, like I said, I ain't one of those people that just sit there and says, I like WWE better than this, and I, you know, I only watch the main roster shit. I don't play that card. Anyways, as I was saying, guys, one of the main reasons why I like going to Iowa and watching these guys battle it out at Wrestling Revolver is because they do give the fans exactly what they want. They give them a show. Now, does it include pyrotechnics and fancy bullshit? Probably not. Does it make a bit of difference if the show has it? No. Because last show I was on, you know, I was a dude dressed in green. He kind of looked like a dragon, you know, the green mohawk and stuff. Very technical, very, you know, rough with his shots. It wasn't Naito, I'm pretty sure. But, look, we all know Sammy has controversy on his, you know, what he did. Busting that guy's eyeball or, you know, eye socket up. He didn't mean to. He was pretty pissed about it. Long story short, go to Wrestling Revolver. You will not be disappointed. The last times that I've went, I've seen guys like Zachary Wynn, Zack Sabre Jr., Jeff Cobb, names around the independent scene that are making wavelengths that may soon be in NXT, I guarantee you, if they decide to go that route. That's not up to me. But I've seen Darby Allin, who is one of my all-time personal favorites. I mean, the guy puts himself at risk, and he spider monkeys up a pipe at Evolve, and he just goes all over the place with these moves. He doesn't have a moveset. He's pretty, you know, much the high-risk taker. And then you've got Jeff Cobb, who's kind of like a mini version of Samoa Joe. Oh, and Brian Cage. I wonder if they would ever do this again. Brian Cage versus Pentagon Jr. I can only tell you how happy I am to see Pentagon going to Wrestling Revolver. I mean, Sammy's picked up guys like Marty the Moth, a lot of good names, Chavo Guerrero, Vicky Guerrero. They're names that precede a lot of things in wrestling now. So whenever I go to these shows, I'm not looking for names. Like, okay, Joey Ryan, Candice LeRae. I'm sorry, I keep saying Candice Michelle. Candice LeRae, Candice Wrestling, by far one of the best ever. No, I mean, you look at the names that he brings in and you say to yourself, okay, well, how can he improve? Well, I don't know, man. It's up to Sammy. Candice Wrestling, yes, she was on Wrestling Revolver, dude. You can look it up. Going to a Revolver show is a lot of fun because you can definitely tell by the show, by the fans' reactions, how well this is put together. First, I was skeptical because I had not been to the show, but it looks like a miniature version of NXT set. The guardrails are kind of the old-fashioned wrestling guardrails. Just the whole MO, the whole setup that Sammy has is pretty cool. The last time I was there, there was a ladder match for the tag team championships, and the besties in the world won the tag team titles. That match had a lot of good spots, and they're not just spots, but they had a lot of moments where the crowd was oohing and aahing. They weren't necessarily less intrigued. They were more or less on the edge of their seat because they didn't know what was going to happen. Yes, there are intermissions, but That's far from it. I'm sorry, folks. I'm reading a lot of the questions that you hear the beeping noise. That's my lovely little tablet. There just tends to be a lot of things that when you go to a wrestling show, you expect, oh, yeah, this is going to be high and explosive, blah, you know, there's going to be a rivalry between Seth Rollins and Finn Balor now. And how does that compare to Wrestling Revolver? Well, Wrestling Revolver puts out their own flavor each show, and each show tops the last show. So, in other words, the expectations you have, if you're a cynic, if you like criticizing, then you're going to be in for a treat, because when you go to one of Sammy's shows, I'm just going to put it to you like this. It's like going to one of your favorite horror films, and you don't know exactly what to expect. You may read online about it. There's some of you who do that and read spoilers, you fuckers. But when you watch a show, Pro Wrestling Revolver show, not just any ordinary wrestling show where the heels, you know, go over, the baby faces go over, they tell a fucking story, all right. Last time the story was told, it was, last time I was there, Sami Callihan defeated Jack Swagger, and that match went all over the place. It went in the ring, outside the ring, near the guardrails, near the concession stand. Sammy is crazy, but God love him, the deaf man. That man is amazing running a business, and he's a good promoter. And like I said, despite what happened to that dude's face, Eddie Edwards, it was an accident. So forgive Sammy for, you know, using a baseball bat. And not only that, but what's done is done. He moved on, and he's doing great. Sammy, that is. Because look, okay, so the drive from different places would be almost 18 hours from where I live. So I'm not going to fly all the way to Iowa for it. Their airport isn't bad, it's just, I honestly don't think many people fly to Iowa unless you're going to like a sporting event and then you got to go 2 hours more to Kansas City. Or if you're lucky, you go to Chicago. There you go. So distance-wise, it's not a bad thing, and it's worth your while because you're actually going to be enjoying most of what you see. Plus, guys, the meet and greets, that's a little extra when you pay on your ticket. So if you want to meet and greet with Pentagon Jr., go ahead, have at it, because there's still tickets available. Now, granted, Cinco de Mayo is happening on May 5th. Yes, si se puede. I love it. I love this person. So, no, Cinco de Mayo, if you haven't already done so, go to ProWrestlingRevolver.com. Buy your tickets. I'm reading all these questions. This is funny. Even if you are from London, dude, go for it. Why not? I never said you couldn't. Well, all right, he's typing out paragraphs and questions. That's good. Okay, my friend, here's what I'm going to tell you. If you'd like to go on a rant or a rave like I do, you can easily do so by going to blogtalkradio.com, creating your own account and username. It's really simple. Create your own name, get your own credit card ready, all that good jazz, which brings me to my next point. Oh, folks, 24 minutes is not too shabby for me, but I've babbled long enough about Clive, Iowa, and me going to Wrestling Revolver with a buddy of mine, Kurt Gannon. And I think it's time that I talk about my first NXT TakeOver experience in Chicago, soon to be. So here goes. Enjoy. I can't wrap my head around who, what, or why, but I can just tell you the funny hilarity of this is. Is the fact that I'll be in Chicago for my first NXT TakeOver, and why is this funny? Well, I've been to, let's see, 3 TakeOvers now. This will be my 4th in New York, okay? Chicago, they say, is just as amplified as New York or Boston or any East Coast crowd. I don't doubt it because this crowd, by far, is one of the best. Now, here's what I'm going to tell you. Going to Chicago is about a 7-hour drive in certain instances. Going to Chicago, driving from New York, holy hell. Let's do that, shall we? I mean, Jesus Christ, okay. So, Chicago State Arena. My God, that's a 13-hour drive. Oh, you know what, folks? I can do it. I can do a 13-hour drive versus an 18. Isn't that weird? Isn't that weird? Holy shit, I'm going to Chicago. That's what I'm trying to think in my head. Man, what a long pause that was. I'm going to Chi-Town, the town that basically everyone and their mother uses this reference. OMG, you're going to see CM Punk. As much as I love CM Punk and what he did for the business and helped revolutionize it, quite frankly, by himself, revolutionize for this era, sure, he had a few pops with the crowd, but here's my thing. I'm not going to lie. I would love to see him come back. However, let me explain to you a little something about my journey to NXT TakeOver in Chicago. I'm not there for the comic book shop that CM Punk and his wife have. I'm there to watch a wrestling event. Now, if you don't mind, for those of you asking the question, are you going to go by his house, can go fuck themselves. I'm pretty sure he doesn't mind. I'm pretty sure he doesn't mind getting police and throwing my ass in jail if I was to trespass, if that's what you're asking. But anyways, folks, enough of that. I'm excited to go to Chicago because I went there for a Cubs game. I never have been there for wrestling. So I guess I can take the L train or whatever train you take to get to the Allstate Arena, although, why? Because my hotel is about X amount of minutes away from the arena. See, I'm not revealing this shit on here because all of you seem to think that it's okay to make fun of good old B-Train for rambling incoherently about his ventures. Chicago's a special wrestling town because not only is Ring of Honor resided there, but a lot of things, you know, ECW, WCW, a lot of wrestling history in the city of Chicago, a lot of melees and street fights and extreme street fights and all this. Of course, for those of you who love Shimmer, Chicago also hosted Shimmer with Ronnie Nicole on the bill. So let me just explain exactly what I'm feeling. Feeling excited, I'm feeling nervous, I'm feeling all kinds of special. because Chicago is a wrestling town in which history has happened. I could start listing off the entire list of wrestling histories that have gone on, but I think I don't want to bore you to tears. What I'm talking about is I'm going with a friend of mine who I've been friends with for about 15 years. I plan on making the most of it because we've talked about going to all these wrestling events together eventually, you know, when we were like 16 years old. NXT, of course, didn't exist, and neither did neither did all these, you know, well, the live events still existed, yeah, but NXT takeovers, no. They weren't a thought back in the mid-90s. NXT basically was a concept created by and molded by Triple H. You know, obviously, the vision that Triple H has had to expand NXT worldwide and not just in the States. And they're going to London, folks. They're expanding as a brand. It's so powerful. People from around the world come to see this. That's why I'm excited, because I get to meet people from London, Germany, Canada. I get to meet people from all over the world who appreciate NXT and they just want to see the action. They want to see a show. So that's why I'm excited about going to said events. And I don't think it'd be a big deal if I bumped into CM Punk. I'd be like a giddy schoolgirl, I ain't gonna lie. He's one of my favorite people, and here's why. He didn't shy away from telling the truth about the company that he worked for, and he did so in a way that got the attention of Triple H and Vince and Stephanie and practically everyone agreed to build him out, everybody. At the time. And sure, people want to argue that he has no relevance for this NXT journey to Chicago, but yes, he does. To compare and contrast his career to a certain somebody's. Randy Savage? Meh, I don't know. Was he outspoken? Yes. But that's what makes Chicago special, is the fact that the last time they were there, he was there. They, as in WWE, CM Punk won the title and Vince tried a screw job. Didn't quite work that, you know, work out well. For Vince, you know, they worked the angle where CM Punk put the title in his freezer, went away for a little bit, then came back, only to see that John Cena was champion. Now, the hilarity of this is that Vince tried the screw job in CM Punk's hometown. Why? No one will ever know. When Punk was a part of NXT, he's kind of looked at as the kid that, oh, he needs to bulk up. Oh, he needs to get bigger. Oh, he needs to bulk up. What is this discussion have anything to do bringing up the topic of CM Punk? How can you not think of CM Punk when you go to Chicago or Ring of Honor for that matter? The fact that people still chant his name, and no matter if it's Ring of Honor, no matter if it's House of Glory, if they're touring Chicago, you're going to hear that name chanted. That's why this is pretty cool, because I wonder, I don't think the last time I was there in Chicago they chanted his name. Of course, I wasn't able to go to any events because I had some family business to attend to. Thing about that is that I was at a family reunion and I watched it on my phone. There are rumors that CM Punk was there at NXT TakeOver the last time. And the last time they were there was Tyler Bate versus Pete Dunne. I don't know what's going to happen this Wednesday on the NXT, but I do know that this Sunday is Backlash, folks. For those of you who don't have the network, this is a little segue into the advertisement. You can subscribe to the WWE Network by going to WWE.com, clicking on Network, subscribing. Your first month is free. Who suggested that? I don't know, some genius who suggested you get a first month free. Plus, if you get your standard WWE preloaded card, which is $29.97, if you get it, you can get it at your local GameStops, Dollar Generals, Best Buys, Walmarts, or 7-Elevens. No shipping costs involved. But if you go to the shop, it's $29.97 for a preloaded WWE Network card. You can get your first 3 months. I mean, not first 3 months. You get 3 months after that, your first month's free. So you're only paying $29.97. That's a pretty good deal, man. That is a pretty good deal. All right, so back to the discussion at hand. Me going to Chicago with a friend of mine who I've known for 15 years is going to be a lot of fun because, yes, you get to you get 13 hours drive. I didn't think so. I'm flying into Kansas City, yo. So 7 hours. I cut it by half. Yay! Although I really wanted to fly to Chi-Town. I don't think I want to go to Midway, yo. No thanks. That's the only airline. It's funny because Southwest, they don't do Chicago O'Hare, I guess, because they're too busy, so they cut that. So now they're just going through Midway. It's like an, I don't know how, it was like 48 or 38 minutes from the airport for, you know, to go to Allstate. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's going to be an interesting journey. I still have not bought the Money in the Bank tickets, to be quite honest with you. I know how this works. I've been to several wrestling events. You do the waiting game, you'll find good tickets kind of thing. Main show, not really. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know who's going to win the briefcases this year, but I do know that if it's in Chicago, it's just the Midwest version of New York or any rough Cali crowd. According to certain friends of mine that are telling me this crowd, man, it's, I want to get a deep dish pizza. I want to go, I want to be where the people are. Sound a little bit like Little Mermaid there for a minute, but anyways. I'm not worried because here's the thing. If someone just asked me the question, do you think what will happen if CM Punk were to show up and then quite possibly ruin the show? Look, guys, I don't think he cares. He's doing his thing in MMA. So, to be honest with you, yes, it'd be cool if he showed up. But that's, okay, aside from the point. I'm going to Chi-Town, baby. I wonder what kind of reaction Undisputed New Era gets. Oh, wait. It's kind of like how the NWO did themselves, right? This is very similar to the Click and the NWO. Just combine the two groups and you get Undisputed New Era. Except for in a different way, Roddy's not the leader. He did, however, help Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, and Bobby Fish retain the championships. That was very Hogan-esque, if you ask me, stealing a concept from WCW. No one expected the turn at NXT TakeOver in New Orleans. I sure as hell, you know, I'm thinking to myself, well, I mean, the Dusty Rhodes Classic, the tag team champions must defend their tag titles against, well, who are the Bruiserweight, Pete Dunne, and you've got Roderick Strong. Finally, they gave him some fucking characters, so this is going to be interesting to see what's going to happen in Chicago. Are the tag team championships going to be on the line, or are they going to retain? Who cares? I just want to see a damn good show. This is my first NXT TakeOver in Chicago. This will be the first time that I go outside of New York. Second city outside of New York, in Houston, now Chicago. So I've been to New York, Houston, Chicago for TakeOvers. I guess if there's one in St. Louis, folks, I'll be going to that one. You know, I don't see why not. There's a lot of things that go through my mind, especially on a show. And one of those things is I noticed that my numbers, they'll, you know, they'll go up and down like a roller coaster. But for those of you who abandoned me, ah, well, who gives a fuck? I just got to ask the question. You know your stats are down from prior shows. Guys, look, if there's anything I know as a wrestling fan, as a former worker myself, as a former manager, that is, it's you never know everything, and nothing is never a for sure thing in pro wrestling. If it were, this business would be fucking easy, and you'd be living on Easy Street, okay? Back to Chicago, shall we? Discussing it. Giordano's is a pretty good pizza joint. I've only been to Allstate Arena once or twice, or actually United Center back when the Bulls used to play. I'm reading through your questions on Instagram. It's Wrestle_Radio on this lovely spring day and Wrestle Radio on Wrestle Radio Tuesday. Happy May Day. In 24 days, this show will be 9 years old. Glad I carried on the tradition instead of putting it in the toilet. Chicago, a city with rich wrestling history. Yo. That's one of the reasons why I wanted to go. And also my friend kind of roped me into it. Not in a bad way, in a good way. And there's a reason for the new times on Wrestle Radio. Due to job changing, I don't want to confuse any of you all. So, unfortunately, if I have a guess, you know, they're going to have to either cut it short. Not really. I don't do that to people. That was your question. I don't do that to my guests. I normally let them have about an hour's worth of time. The floor is theirs. That's the rule on Wrestle Radio. It's the platform for letting shit out. Let's see. Okay, back to the Chicago train, shall we? Okay. I basically want to just say this, the following. I'm going to be going to SummerSlam as well, so if any of you have any questions about traveling, like I'm about to answer, if you just give me some time. All right, folks, I have way too many questions on Instagram. I'm not going to end the show now, but I'm going to answer as best I can. Whenever you travel, whenever you go on a plane, get you a Southwest card, get you an American Express card, whatever. Just do what's best for you traveling. If you like driving, drive. If you like traveling on a plane, then go on a plane, okay? But trust me from experience, Delta Sky Miles work good, so well as do Southwest. Okay, so Southwest.com, it's $200 off your first flight. Anyways, folks, back to the whole Chicago thing. I'm sorry I'm all over the place. My apologies, folks. I'm going to Wrestling Revolver pretty soon in a few days on Friday. Most likely, I'm going to be telling you awesome, fun stories about being on the road. Same thing with Chicago, man. I get to drive. I've been driving. It feels like I've been driving forever. And that's not a bad thing. Because when you have friends in the car, it makes it easier. And that's what's going to make this journey to Chicago all the more worthwhile. And let's see here. Detroit in November. Holy freaking frax. I sound like a booking agent. I really wish I could stop babbling, but if you have any more questions, I'd be glad to answer them through the Instagram page itself, Wrestle_Radio or BTrain05000, whichever one's easiest for you. But going to Chicago, let's get to the point, shall we? The last 4 minutes, I'll try and stay on topic, folks. Going to Chi-Town, not just for the eats, not just for the beats, man. I'm going there to enjoy my time watching professional wrestling. Because wrestling is one of my passions, man. Music is also one of my passions. But going, you know, traveling on the road to Chicago, holy hell. I haven't driven there since my 29th birthday. So, like I said, the Cubs game, everything. It was a whole mess of fun. There's a lot of stuff to do. There's the Navy Pier. There's NXT TakeOver. I had to throw that in there because you've got Johnny Gargano. You've got Tommaso Ciampa. You've got Aleister Black. Who knows? Maybe they might make a triple threat match. I don't know. Giving the WWE ideas, all of us do it. Do we stake claim to it? Yes, some of us do. But do we get far with it? No, because we don't have Moolah. It's going to be so much fun. All right. That'll do it for today's show. I babbled around in circles long enough. We're going to have us a damn good time at Wrestling Revolver, a damn good time in Chicago, Illinois. And if I bump into CM Punk, yes, I will take a picture with him if he allows me. All right, folks, that does it today. And if you don't believe in what I'm telling you, I got three choice words for you. Forget about it. Oh, when death. Toodles, bitches, I got to eat. Look in my eyes, what do you see? The cost of something I would see.